Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my sixth episode of PHP Serverless News, IBM, DigitalOcean, and OpenWhisk. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024. My PHP Serverless News is my monthly look at serverless vendors and projects and at the overall industry with a shameless PHP point of view, published on the 15th of the month with plans to publish more frequently later this year. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 6. This episode is a prelude to my looking at DigitalOcean functions, which I expect to profile from my May 15th episode. There is some background to go over, and I want to go over this background in this episode. In researching for this episode, I was surprised to find a very direct linkage to IBM. If there is one tech company that I have, to be quite frank about it, purposefully overlooked, it is IBM. But because of this direct linkage, I did something for the very first time. I went to IBM's cloud website. And I read up on IBM's general history of cloud computing. And as a result, I have put IBM on my PHP serverless radar. And I will talk about IBM in this episode. This is the gist of it as I understand it. AWS launched Lambda at reInvent 2014. Noting the success of Lambda, IBM scrambled for a response. An IBM department, not known for product development, but free from enough corporate bureaucratic constraints to germinate an idea, worked on a potential response. This became IBM BlueWhisk and was launched in 2016. And at the same time, Google Cloud and Azure announced their own serverless offerings. BlueWhisk was renamed OpenWhisk in 2016 and was made an open source project governed by the Apache Foundation. BlueWhisk was branded as IBM Cloud Functions in 2017. In 2018, the key person on the BlueWhisk project formed a startup company along with three co-founders. This company's serverless platform is based on OpenWhisk and was called Nimbella. DigitalOcean acquired Nimbella in September 2021. In May 2022, DigitalOcean announced DigitalOcean Functions based on their Nimbella platform. Around the time DigitalOcean bought Nimbella, IBM launched its next generation of serverless called IBM Cloud Code Engine in 2021. Customers have to migrate their cloud functions to the new code engine by this fall when IBM finally sunsets their legacy cloud functions. This means that both DigitalOcean and IBM base their serverless offerings on the same software. IBM has since developed a new generation of serverless technology. The free and open source OpenWhisk software is the direct link. This seems to be the gist. For me, finding about the free and open source OpenWhisk software was a stunning discovery. I view serverless as an intimate intermeshing of software and hardware. Because of this, I assume that serverless can only be delivered by vendors who can combine hardware infrastructure with software development resources. I view serverless as an intensively proprietary thing. I view serverless as something that cannot by its very nature be genericized, and certainly not as something that can be offered as purely software. So for me, the idea that serverless could be offered as open source software is, well, preposterous. And I have read a little more about this since, and I'm going to talk about it on my next Bob Bloom show. Yes, indeed. AWS publishes Firecracker as free and open source software. So what about that? Well, Firecracker is not serverless software. It is a micro VM. On the other hand, OpenWhisk says right at the top of its homepage that it is an open-source distributed serverless platform. The first paragraphs you see at the top of the homepage say, Apache OpenWhisk is an open-source distributed serverless platform that executes functions and responds to events at any scale. OpenWhisk manages the infrastructure, servers, and scaling using Docker containers, so you can focus on building amazing and efficient applications. The OpenWhisk platform supports a programming model in which developers write functional logic in any supported programming language that can be dynamically scheduled and run in response to associated events from external sources or from HTTP requests. The project includes a REST API-based command line interface, along with other tooling to support packaging, catalog services, and many popular container deployment options. That there is an ongoing FOSS project for serverless, governed by the Apache Foundation, stuns me. Its existence suggests that perhaps we can conjure up our own homemade serverless platform using OpenWhisk, Docker, and Kubernetes. It is quite involved, but it can be done. This is interesting because serverless is charged on a per-use basis. Maybe there are scenarios where DIY serverless might make sense. Very intriguing. In June of 1911, Charles Ranelagh Flint put the finishing touches on a fateful merger. The new business, which consolidated the Hollerith Tabulating Machine Company with two other market-leading purveyors of data processing technologies, was called the Computing Tabulating Recording Company, later renamed International Business Machines. Nicknamed Big Blue, IBM is a behemoth. In 2005, the dedicated server managed hosting and cloud computing company called SoftLayer Technologies was founded. This was before AWS. SoftLayer Technologies specialized in startups and gaming. IBM bought SoftLayer in 2013. IBM built its infrastructure as a platform on SoftLayer's platform using the open source Cloud Foundry project. The result was Bluemix, which it announced in July 2014. That same year, AWS announced Lambda. In response to Lambda's success, IBM germinated their own serverless platform, calling their software BlueWhisk. They open-sourced BlueWhisk, renamed it OpenWhisk, and placed it under the Apache Foundation's governance. Bluemix was rebranded IBM Cloud in 2017, and BlueWhisk was rebranded as IBM Cloud Functions. IBM launched their second-generation serverless platform in 2021, called IBM Colt Cloud Engine. IBM launched IBM Colt Cloud Colt Engine in 2021, its next generation of serverless. Consequently, it is retiring IBM Cloud Functions. All right. As an aside, in May 2017, IBM released Kubernetes support, calling it the IBM Bluemix Container Service. They renamed it IBM Cloud Kubernetes Service, or IKS. A few notes about OpenWhisk. It is licensed as the Apache License 2.0. Version 1.0 was released in November 2020, and earlier this month, April 2024, version 2 was released. There are 192 contributors, and the first commit was on February 19, 2016. By Roderick Rabba. There is a standalone version for local development and testing. It is executed as a Java application from the command line. In production, it uses Kubernetes. PHP is natively supported. There is a superb interview with Roderick Rabba, OpenWhisk's first committer, at Serverless Chats, episode number 78. But before you listen to this interview, listen to Serverless Chat's fantastic interview with Werner Vogels in episode number 132. In that interview, Roddick says, when Amazon Lambda landed on the scene, there was recognition that this is something really transformative into the future, and then the will to just build something Once you start building something, I think good things start to happen. You know, when you're surrounded by good people like we were at IBM and the Project Root, you know, this sad transcript, now that I'm reading it, I think it's a little off. We were three people. We launched the early version of OpenWhisk internally. It was called BlueWhisk. And I think within 1 year of when the first commit to the project started, IBM announced at the big developer conference, it was basically 1 year for a commit. Okay. Sorry about the transcript. There's mention about Kubernetes in the interview that I want to read to you. I took the liberty of editing it for brevity. OpenWhisk started on VMs. Due to Kubernetes' growing popularity, we shifted the OpenWhisk project to support Kubernetes. But we did something different, and this is where maybe OpenWhisk stands out against some of the other Kubernetes serverless platforms out there today. We don't delegate the container orchestration to the Kubernetes controller and the Kubernetes container orchestration system because it is too slow. Spinning up containers that fast on Kubernetes just does not work. Unless you solve the problem deep in sort of the Kubernetes scheduler, you have to bypass Kubernetes for container orchestration. With OpenWhisk, you can delegate to Kubernetes, or you can sort of bypass and use a bespoke container orchestration system that really allows you to sort of deliver the best performance. According to OpenWhisk's homepage about deployment in general, the community endorses deployment on Kubernetes using Helm charts. Nimbella was founded in 2018 by four co-founders. Dr. Radhik Rabba was one co-founder as CTO after 11 years at IBM. Anshu Agarwal was another co-founder as CEO. VC funding is not clear from what I read, but one article said that they raised $4 million in December 2018, led by three funds, and that was their last round of funding before the acquisition. I found a Nimbella website snapshot at archive.com, done in January 2019, on the About Nimbella page. Nimbella is a pure serverless cloud that leverages the public cloud infrastructure and can be extended to private on-premise infrastructure. It is built on open standards, giving developers full control over their architecture and code without vendor lock-in. Serverless computing today is nascent and is lacking the abstractions, automation, and integrations that have proven necessary to accelerate the adoption of technology in new markets and application domains. Nimbella fills the technology gaps and unifies the programming experience around serverless to deliver a complete and integrated solution that works across clouds. It is designed from the ground up to address the needs of event-based applications, long-running applications, stateful workloads, and more complex use cases that employ AI and machine learning. DigitalOcean acquired Nimbella in September 2021. At the time, DigitalOcean had no serverless offerings and was looking at Nimbella to provide the foundation for their upcoming serverless offerings. According to the DigitalOcean announcement to investors, the acquisition expands DigitalOcean's capabilities into the rapidly growing function as a service market, and Nimbella builds on Kubernetes and Apache OpenWhisk. Although terms were not released, I found somewhere that I can't find that claimed the acquisition price was $46 million. In DigitalOcean's December 31st, 2022 10-K, they disclosed that 200,000 odd shares were issued to the founders of Nimbella at $63.11 per share for a total of about $12.5 million. So I guess three quarters of the funders got the acquisition price and a quarter to the founders. I don't know. DigitalOcean CEO blog post about the acquisition. He said that new users will be able to access these serverless capabilities on DigitalOcean once we launch our integrated offering, anticipated to be generally available in the first half of 2022. This integrated offering is DigitalOcean Functions, announced in May 2022. The corporate blog announcement was authored by Anshu Agarwal, former CEO of Nimbella, excuse my pronunciation. DigitalOcean Functions is a fast, scalable, and cost-effective compute solution that enables you to quickly scale automatically and save costs by removing the need to pay for idle resources. Functions are snippets of code that run in response to event-based triggers, and builders of all kinds can now create serverless functions on DigitalOcean for a variety of purposes, including serverless APIs for your web apps and mobile apps. According to its product page, DigitalOcean Functions is a serverless computing solution that runs on demand, enabling you to focus on your code, scale instantly with confidence, and save costs by eliminating the need to maintain servers. Excuse me. PHP is natively supported. Thank you for listening to the sixth episode of my PHP Serverless News, IBM, DigitalOcean, and OpenWhisk. My next podcast episode is scheduled for May 15th, 2024. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.